Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mike had charisma. He was the type of person that just couldn't make you believe everything.
And the centerpiece of the entire web is the use of children. For sex.
It was a stunning case that ultimately revealed the secretly perverse lifestyle Wesson had forced his family to lead.
It was more like an organized crime family.
According to Yahweh's law, that was just the way it was supposed to be.
One verse that said if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find him.
Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners. Thank you guys for listening, for loving true crime and crazy stories like me. I think we'd be friends in real life, and I can't wait to meet you guys all at future live shows, have a drink, hang out, whatever. Okay, I'm just going to jump straight in because holy shit. There's no other way to start this except to just go for it. So a lot of this case is funny because it's just so out there, but it's also super heartbreaking to think of the brainwashed followers and also their poor families that are halfway across the country, worried and desperate. With the only way for them to see if their loved one is okay or even alive is to watch the daily live streams put out by the cult that are extremely alarming. And the sin of wrath spewing out of this leader's mouth while simultaneously calling herself the head of a cult called Love Has Won is baffling. I have yet to see really any love come from her, but we'll try and unpack it together as I cover the life and very recent death of cult leader Amy Carlson and her group Love Has Won. Okay, I cannot overstate how bizarre this case is. I got such bad nervous laughter at times, and then at other times, I just didn't want to be alone while watching the copious amounts of videos documenting it play out. I legit wanted to stop people on the street and be like, hey, listen to this video. Is this not the craziest thing you've ever heard, or is this just me? You may not be prone to nervous laughter, guys, or making jokes to ease the tension in uncomfy situations, but I'm certain that you'll get what I'm saying momentarily. And the location where this cult is located is only a few hours from me right now in Colorado. So before I head back to California, I'm going to drive there because this town is its own character in this story. I'll tell you the backstory of the town next week as I explore with the sound rolling. Who knows what I'll encounter there? But what I do know is everything I've heard about this town, every video or recording of any resident in this place, not even in the cult, gives me a pretty good indication that it's going to be a very eerie experience. And just to tease you on it a little bit, it's a place where people go to get off the grid. A place with more cults and spiritual temples and drum circles and tons of drugs and unexplained mysteries, missing people. And it's also a place where people go to die. So I'm going to stuff some crystals in my bra, mace in my pocket, and hope for the best. Because one other thing, a few of the big time drug dealers in town are also known to dose unsuspecting people with LSD and other substances to take advantage of them or to try to make them go crazy. So if I find my way into the brewery there, I'll be asking for a lid on my drink. And the last thing I should mention about the town is that some people, including a journalist writing for Guru magazine that I'll be referencing a lot here, had such a bad vibe in the town that he checked out of his Airbnb early to get away from the dark energy. So this should be interesting. And it's definitely going to be a two-parter, but could be three. Who knows? All right. So you guys, grab your favorite pack of tarot cards, jump on your imaginary spaceship, hold on to your dreadlocks because this is going to be a wild ride. So you know how you can hear someone's beliefs that you don't necessarily agree with and think, okay, all right, I can see where they were going with that. It's not my cup of tea, but I can wrap my head around it at least. Let's just say if I majored in studying the ideas of this cult in college, I would never reach a common ground understanding of what the hell they are talking about. And maybe it's because I'm not on LSD, meth, 24 shots of tequila, weed, a chemical called colloidal silver, every day, sometimes all at the same time, as Amy Carlson, our cult leader, was. And just a heads up, for the rest of this episode, I'm not trying to diminish the severity of the addictions going on here and the possible mental illness of the leader, but once you hear these videos, I think you'll get it. I very much feel for, support, and my heart goes out to people struggling with substance misuse disorder and mental health issues, but I have to separate the issues when it comes to Amy Carlson, as there's no way to ignore that she has destroyed a ton of lives. So who is Amy Carlson? Well, she was born on November 30th, 1975 in Kansas. Reports from her mom and sister say she was a sweet child, a good student who even got straight A's. They said she didn't show signs of acting different, but I think clearly something had to have been slightly off, or at the very least, she would have been at least a wild teen, because Amy was married and divorced three times by her early 20s. That's a lot. She had three children with each of the men, and her mom claims that Amy was distant with her children, and in life in general, especially after her third child was born. I am going to play devil's advocate here because maybe she was suffering from postpartum, and with some mental health treatment, maybe things would have turned out differently. Who knows? But her mom also stated in a 2020 episode of Dr. Phil that we will be showing some clips from later that Amy just wasn't very motherly. Her sister even said that Amy straight up neglected her children. Because of this, Amy's mother began to raise Amy's kids. Grandmas like her seriously need their own dedicated holiday, even separate from Mother's Day. If there's... Soon, Amy would officially abandon all three kids. So cut to 2006, when Amy was around 30 years old. And according to family members, she began to wander, moving on a whim to different states, and she also began to talk about outlandish concepts involving starships and her own version of New Age philosophy. And things escalated quickly. She was being called up by angels for a higher purpose. And the name Amy, what a snooze fest when the world needs you. You can't be an Amy or a Rachel, Sarah. Oh no, this is when Amy became Mother God. I mean, it seems pretty obvious, right? You read a few spiritual blogs, attend a drum circle, and you're God. And if you're going to call yourself Mother God, you need followers. So after meeting a man online, Amy left her job as a McDonald's manager, picked up and set out for Colorado, and set up camp in Crestone, Colorado, a small town of just 127 people according to the 2010 census. It's located at the foot of the western slope of the Sangre de Cristo Range in the northern part of the San Luis Valley. A town this small where some really scary shit has gone down, yet is still known as a spiritual mecca. So she sets out to build her following and rebrand her life. According to the group's original website, that has since been taken down after Amy's mysterious death in the spring of 2021. Actually, mysterious doesn't even describe what happened, but that's for the next episode. Don't go Googling it now. Be patient. Wait for the big reveal when I'm standing out front of the cult's house giving you a play-by-play. So even though the website has been removed, someone saved a copy linked on Wikipedia. It doesn't have everything on it, but I get to enjoy a little bit of it in its original form before it was pulled and then rebooted under the name 5D full disclosure. Yes, the cult is still in full swing, so it was loveisone.org, and now it's 5D full disclosure. So anyway, according to Amy's bio on the site under the header About Mom, this is how she came to be. Should I say it in a cult leader voice? I mean, I can't do her voice because she's shit-faced all the time, but I'm just going to do my own version. Hello, loves. I am Mother God. For quite some time, you had been praying that I come back to help you. Because of that, I decided I had enough of the dark forces, oh, you're such a hero, kidnapping my planet and my children. So here I am in the flesh. I was born November 30th, 1975 in Kansas, USA. We all know it's USA. Anyways, this is my 534th reincarnation in my quest to recover my beloved planet, the center of the universe, and the first planet I created. They tried to assassinate me 589 times. Where do these numbers come from? This lifetime. But love has won. I love you. I've done my part, and now you have to get up and move on because you wasted eons thinking you had a life under the manipulation of the cabal who used you like cattle. But get a move on because this planet is ascending and you need to reconnect with Prime Source Creator, me, so that you can ignite your bodies and can protect you again. You're either with me or against me. The experiment of free will has been declared a failure! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. It is void. Everything exists under divine will once more. Thank you, God. LOL. Get a move on. There was an actual LOL in there. It's about to get worse, guys. Okay. Sorry. Along with being resurrected 534 times, her followers believe that she was formerly Marilyn Monroe, Joan of Arc, Cleopatra, and Queen Elizabeth of England in her past life, and that she was also even Jesus. And she claims she remembers being hung on the cross, and she explains this on Dr. Phil. Here's a clip here.
I have reincarnated many, many moments. I was Marilyn Monroe, Joan of Arc, Jesus. Humanity's gonna trip about that because they always thought Jesus was a masculine. I have full memory of all my lives. I fully remember being hanged on the cross as Jesus.
There's so much more in that episode, including her saying she performs actual surgeries from afar, then claims she has various illnesses herself to deflect, and Dr. Phil gives the most epic, confused look when the camera pans to him, like he cannot take in everything this woman is saying. And I took a screenshot of it. I'll post it to the Instagram when this episode airs because he can't physically control how baffled he is. All right, now it's time for us to try and understand their beliefs. So here's one of her followers on one of their daily live streams explaining with complete conviction what they believe in. And despite the dribble coming out of her mouth, she actually comes off as intelligent. I mean, brainwashed, but intelligent. Okay, the video is titled Introduction to the Mother of All Creation. And here are just a few little ear snacks from the 16-minute long video.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love Has Won. I'm Aurora from the First Contact Ground Crew team, and I'm here to share with you about the mission and the story of Mother and Father of all creation and this planetary ascension.
So Aurora is not the only person that's a, well, I mean, she's the First Contact Ground team, but there's other team members that Love Has Won claims to be involved. One of them is Robin Williams. He'd be rolling over in his grave I guess all of them, pretty much. John Lennon, Leonard Nimoy, the gang's all here. They're all team members that were listed on their site after. Is Leonard Nimoy dead? I don't know. But regardless, it doesn't matter. They've listed these people as team members, as contributors of their cult and their website. It doesn't make sense. Don't even try to understand it. Anyways, continuing on. Let Aurora fill you with her wisdom a little bit more.
You know, different returns, that Jesus would return, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Spider Woman, Great Spirit, that they would return and that humanity would evolve out of the third dimension or the matrix and back into 5D, which is pure love vibrations where nothing lower exists. And the good news is that...
Wait, that wasn't the good news? There's more? Yes, she's going to tell you that Amy is...
Great Spirit, White Buffalo, Calf Woman, Prime Source Creator, and God is a woman. She is Prime Source Creator. Mm-hmm. So okay. Mom and father created a plan, and 19 billion years ago, they separated. And father contracted to go down into the dark. So he was contracted to go to all of these lower planets, all of these lower realms, and to master the darkness.
Oh.
And his lower aspect is Lucifer.
Oh.
So surprise, Lucifer is Father God.
Ah.
So
okay, that was a lot, but let me catch you up to speed because I watched the whole video. Father God.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
A.K.A. Jason Castillo is also a real person, and I'll go into his backstory momentarily, but just so you understand how planets work and who Amy's real dad is, Aurora is here to tell you.
And so she's back again for the final lifetime, and finally, mother and father are together. And just a short history about how this planet got overtaken was it originally was a 5D consciousness planet. We lived in love vibrations in the civilization of Lemuria. Mom was queen of Lemuria, and Trump was mom's father in Lemuria. So we love you, Trump. And
Sorry, it just made me do that. She seemed a little choked up there. Was it hard to say because none of it makes sense? But she keeps trying.
Atlantis also was another civilization here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this continues for at least 10 more minutes and includes talk of the Cabal, an atomic bomb blowing up planets. And I guess that's why there's some planets at the bottom of Atlantis. And then Atlantans stole crystals. There's black holes. Somehow Mother God ascends from the ocean. I don't get it. Whatever. You get the point. But she ends this video with a call to action of sorts, a pitch. Like a give us your money at the end, book a session.
This planet, we are about to witness the full planetary ascension that mom and father have been working 19 billion years for. So we are grateful for all of you, for the support, and for anybody who resonates with this information. Please reach out, please ask questions, please book a session. That is our role. And then as this transitions, we are all going to step up into much grander roles. And so we're very excited for anyone who would like to join our family, because we're all brothers and sisters. We are all a family of light that came here together for this mission. And this is the grand reunion. So
what's sad is that people do fall for this. The cult home in Colorado only had around 10 to 20 members living there at a time, but tens of thousands of people tune in every day for this. They wake up several hours early for work just to hear what these people have to say. But these video clips are about to get so much worse. Do you want to accept up to $100 value? You have no reason not to. The cult's daily live streams get thousands of views. And even just since changing the name on YouTube to 5D Full Disclosure, they have close to 9,000 subscribers. And who knows how many they had prior to when it was Love is One. But in less than a month, they got 9,000 people to keep tabs on tuning into this. It's nuts. Trust me, I have watched so many of these that I legit had to step away because my brain was going to explode with the nonsense. Okay, so now that you've been introduced to Father God, Lucifer, Dark Light, whatever, here's his backstory as well. His name is Jason Castillo. And before becoming Father God, Jason had a lengthy criminal past that involved a prison stint, child neglect, theft, and like his co-savior of the world, Amy, a couple DUIs under his belt. But guys, he's changed. He's so different. He's the type of guy you want to hold hands with at a sound bath. You know, he's peaceful. Here's Jason. I'm sorry, Father God. In one of his live streams.
Surrender! Surrender when you are stolen from God!
Remember, this cult is called Love Has Won. But still, people tuning in from around the country or even the world are somehow not turned off by this. And then there are videos where Amy is screaming in the background as brainwashed followers speak in fairy voices. Here's a clip from a Vice documentary showing that.
I'm grateful to have these moments to be able to express myself.
It's also clear by these videos that rampant alcohol and drug abuse is happening. As time goes on, Amy descends into more and more severe substance abuse. And it can be seen through the progression of her videos. She even proudly films herself, absolutely shit-faced, in the worst condition that most people would do everything in their power to get scrubbed from the internet. But Amy uploads these, as proud as if she's a delicate princess. These all require a trigger warning, by the way, because they include her abusing followers, one for bringing her meatballs instead of chicken parmesan, a cat being held up and screamed at, and even a child being abused by Amy. And again, some of these are shot in selfie mode by Amy herself. If you're interested, I encourage you to look it up. It's disturbing but fascinating. So here are a few of these examples.
My vision was chicken parmesan. So the fucking Adams turn around on me and get me meatballs. I didn't say meatballs. I love meatballs. But I didn't fucking say that.
Holy shit,
FX. Chicken parmesan. I get fucked up every fucking moment by you fucking motherfucking whores. My Adams. I'm like, I just need a tequila. Like, it takes like 5 rounds of whores to get me a tequila. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what? You can take your half-ass god and shove it up your fucking ass! I'm gonna take another tequila shot. I'll fucking do that shit. Bitch! Where's my tequila shot?
Called getting the right action, bitch. Robin Williams. You want to talk to Robin? He is ready to talk to you, actually. He's like, what? What are you doing, bitch? Bitch! Stop being a bitch!
These are the types of videos worried family members are watching from afar, just hoping to catch a glimpse of their loved one to see if they are alive. Can you imagine? But they're fighting back. The watchdog and resource website, Rising Above Love Has Won, whose mission statement is, our mission is to inspire, educate, and support all individuals impacted by Love Has Won. Rising Above Love as One is a collective of individuals whose lives have been impacted by the group known as Love as One. As a team, we have spent countless hours attempting to connect friends, loved ones, and survivors, while respectfully bringing awareness to the dangers of undue influence. They actually even post letters written to their loved ones stuck in Amy's cult. And here's one example that I'll try to get through without crying. To Gabriel. Mijo, we all miss you so much. It's been 2.5 years since you left your life here. So many things have happened since your departure. You have a nephew now. He's never met you. Your beautiful niece will be 6 in a week. Both are in school. Your nephew Ramon reminds me a lot of you at age 2, full of energy and charisma. Camilla is an excellent singer and dancer and is so smart, she leaves you speechless. She always asks about you. We try to keep memories of you going. She doesn't understand why you left her. Pixie had puppies and she and her son run around the house all day. I've been dealing with some physical problems and recovering from foot surgery. Soon I will need a knee replacement too. I get sad when I think of what's happening to our country, and I have lost many friends recently. I pray every night for your safety and health. I know there is nothing I can do or say to deter you from your mission. Just remember, I'm here for you if you ever decide to return to us. I love you so much, son, and only want the best for you. To Mama. In Guru Magazine, journalist B. Scofield interviewed former members, including Jeremy Brown, who had spent 1.5 years watching Amy's videos before packing up and moving to Colorado from New Orleans to join the cult. Brown and other former members described that they are victims of thought reform and 24/7 their lives revolved around serving Amy, and that she's an expert manipulator and brainwasher. And then her addictions are simply explained away or even praised. In the Guru Magazine article, quote, "One of the reasons they believe Amy is God is because she can drink so much alcohol," Jeremy Brown, 30, told him. He lived at the Love Has Won house in Casita Park for 6 weeks. And then live stream regular Ashley Peluso even bragged in a blog post about how if anyone drank like Mother, they'd be dead. Brown said Carlson once drank 24 tequila shots in a row. He also saw her chug a full bottle of concentrated THC. Quote, "I got coffee and whiskey, so fuck off," is what Amy said in a video. Part of Amy's control also includes sleep deprivation. Members are only allowed to sleep a few hours a night, similar to the Synanon cult I covered, where members are also told to tear each other apart to break ego down. They also have some other crazy rules that Amy is probably just making up as she goes along, like they are encouraged to burp and fart to release density. Can you imagine being sleep deprived in a messy trailer with this woman yelling at you and people farting all around you? How is this working? And in that environment, former members say that Amy sleeps with her followers. And even though she is reportedly homophobic, one female follower performed oral sex on Amy. Yet somehow people get sucked in. Tommy Hilfiger's ex-wife even appeared for over 2 hours on one of the live streams and was very close to writing Amy a blank check. People have given away parts of their trust funds. And wait for it. Money was actually donated to Amy's GoFundMe to raise money for her dream of having a tilt-a-whirl. The goal was set at around $40,000, I believe, and who knows how much money she raised because the page isn't up anymore, but what the fuck, a tilt-a-whirl? She also has a public Amazon wish list that people buy her stuff from. She's making money from this. And here's some of her pricing for her services listed on her site. Etheric surgery with Mother God, 30 minutes, $88.88. Etheric surgery with Mother God add-on, another 30 minutes, $22.22. Etheric surgery upgrade, $44.44. Angel chip activation surgery, I can't even say this, $44.44. I can't give you any more. You can go find it on the Full Disclosure website. It's insane. So they also have sold colloidal silver, a substance that has no health benefits, according to the FDA, and causes usually irreversible damage. It can cause side effects, which the most common are a bluish-gray discoloration of the skin, which is usually permanent. All for a woman who influences people to abuse drugs and punishes them by various means as extreme as leaving them alone in the woods with nothing to survive on to punish them for whatever drunken crime she made up in the moment, like having low energy. And in one of the saddest cases, they left a man to die in the desert. About a year ago, almost to the date, Alex Witten left his wife and children to join Love Is One and to be with Amy and the others after only 6 weeks of watching their live streams. He became so brainwashed, his wife said his eyes almost went dark. And according to Guru Magazine, his wife recounts the events like this. He had no history of mental illness and neither of them had any interest in spirituality or religion. He was a stereotypical American dream, dad, wife, two kids, six-figure job, nice home. But once Alex arrived, he is seen on a live stream saying, quote, I'm eternally grateful to have found mother. He says this while sitting innocently with his hands folded. Quote, I've dropped everything in order to be here to honor mother, the physical mother, Jesus on earth. Alex then pleads for people to join him. We need you all to get here. Come to mom and help mom in all ways possible. Witten told his wife that Father God gave him 3 days to remove darkness from his life at that point. And this was then his family believes he was drugged. Because sometime after, he called his mom and said he was walking to the airport, which is 3 hours away. It made no sense and they were terrified. This was solidified more when that evening, on the Love Is One live stream, the group spoke about, quote, not liking Alex's energy. They were laughing and said that he was on the wrong side of the mountain. Desperate, over the next 24 hours, an all-out rescue mission ensued. Organized by Witten's sister, wife, brother, and some helpful people who saw pleas for help online, and they were able to locate him. One kind stranger drove 1.5 hours and spent 7 hours sitting with Alex under a bridge talking with him. The family also consulted with prominent cult expert Stephen Hassan, who advised them to not be hostile or confrontational about his beliefs, but still brainwashed, Witten refused treatment when taken to the hospital because he said the cult would heal him. His family finally convinced him to stay in a hotel for the night, and his brother said he slept for a solid 10 hours. His wife said that Love Is One lied about Alex's whereabouts when they reached out for information. Quote, they told us he was doing well and was with family. She was the family, so lie. Then they said he went to the hospital. They called the hospital. No record existed. His wife said they were intentionally misleading us. They didn't want him to be found for some reason. His wife says that Alex is doing better in the weeks since. He is no longer listening or follows Carlson, but he is still wrestling with the idea of his brainwashing. And his wife says, quote, we are still pulling cactus needles out of his feet to this day. This might be part of the reason that the group fled to Hawaii, a place they offended the locals so much that they protested, called for government action, and eventually Hawaiian officials bought the group a one-way ticket back to the mainland just to get them away from their island. They went back to Colorado, and that's all for this week. Next week, we will cover our trip to Crestone, the eerie connection to a current missing person case, Amy's death, and followers' arrests. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you're enjoying the show, the best thing you can do is to tell a friend, leave a 5-star rating, and positive review, and I'll see you next week, hopefully. I mean, I'll be in the town. We'll see what happens. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye. Seven Deadly Sinners is written and created by me, Rachel O'Brien. Sound design by Greg Hunter. research and writing by Kate Codman, and is produced by Rachel O'Brien and Greg Hunter.